It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey. Today, we've got a sweet book for you to read to your kids and grandkids. You'll especially like it if you grew up listening to the Osmonds. Jimmy Osmond will join us. And do you love the TV show Untold Stories of the ER on Discovery Fit and Health? They have a Craziest Cases episode for you. Plus, Lisa Kay will help us hone our intuition, and Marcy Niffin's Mind-Body Minute helps us tame the holidays. Did you hear the one about the man who swallowed a live catfish? Ah, then you watch Untold Stories of the ER. Dr. Nicole Jasper is here with a word about the Craziest Cases episode, a brilliant idea.
Oh, it is definitely a brilliant idea for Untold Stories of the ER to just compile some of the craziest stories that we've had and to put it together in one episode for people to watch is just, it's great. I think everyone's really, really going to enjoy it.
Now, we've all seen those pictures in the newspaper or on the internet where somebody is living with a nail in their head or some type of thing inserted in an orifice, and you can't not watch. Even if you like, you don't want to turn the page, you're like, oh, I have got to read this story. So tell me about some of the cases we'll be seeing on Craziest Cases.
Well, with Craziest Cases, you will be seeing stories of a couple that was skydiving and got impaled on a fence. A man who was bobbing for fish and ended up swallowing a live catfish. A man who actually had a turtle clamped to his neck. Another woman who was stuck on her toilet bowl for 18 hours. And a man who actually had his genitalia stuck in a stove, a camp stove. So we have just all these outrageous stories that I think are going to be quite entertaining and educational at the same time.
I'm holding my face because I'm trying not to laugh. Because it's, I shouldn't laugh at things like this, but they're funny in an odd way. Now, everyone that's on Craziest Cases lives, right?
Everybody who's on Craziest Cases lives. And that's the great part about Untold Stories of the ER. We have some really serious cases, life-threatening cases, lighthearted cases. And the great thing is that these patients live. And it's just a testament to our physicians, to our medical staff, and to the patients.
How did you get this gig? This sounds like a great gig.
This is actually a great gig. I've been working with Untold Stories of the ER for the past several years, and I've done several episodes myself. The executive producer approached me and said, would you be interested in hosting our 100th episode, and we're going to do something with the Craziest Cases? And I said, how could I say no? That was an automatic yes. Of course, I love Untold Stories of the ER. I love the staff and the producers of the show, and I'm just excited to get this out to the public for them to see and to learn and to be entertained. It will be repeated on Discovery Fit and Health, and then it will be airing also on TLC, the Learning Channel, at a later date.
Okay, so Discovery Fit and Health is the TV station we need to look for.
Correct.
And then also again on TLC. So Untold Stories of the ER and Craziest Cases, Dr. Nicole Jasper. Now, is there a website we could look at some of the pictures? I'm sorry, I have to peek.
No, you should peek. I encourage everyone to peek. You can go to Discovery Fit and Health and to the website, and they will and go to the tab that says Untold Stories of the ER, and it will show you different pictures from different episodes, and you'll be able to see brief synopsis of some of the physicians and some of the cases, and they even have little sound bites from the episodes that you can watch also if you'd like.
You know what's really crazy? The people who are on Craziest Cases agreed to be on, right?
Yes, definitely. So I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of patients, even a patient of mine who's been involved with one of my episodes, people like to share good news. They like to share things that have happened in their life that maybe were really unusual, but especially when there's a positive outcome, people like to share that. And so our patients have been, you know, more than willing to be a part of this process also.
But it makes me wonder, there could be even crazier cases that people say, no, I don't want that out there. You know, there could be even crazier.
There probably are.
Now,
but don't worry, another physician will have another similar case and it'll get on.
Exactly.
Stories eventually.
Eventually we will see it because somebody will say, oh, what the heck. Now, could you just tell us how the man got his pee-pee in the camp stove?
Okay, so this is a little bit more risque. He and his girlfriend were having intimate time, and so they decided to do something different. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But
very bad idea.
I guess
idea.
I don't have to.
Very bad idea.
And, and so he got stuck, and then we went from there.
And his mother must be so proud now it's on TV.
Yes, we do try to protect the anonymity of our patients the best we can, but
it's out
you know,
there.
when it's an unusual case like that, I suspect that people that are close to those patients probably have some idea of what happened.
DiscoveryFitAndHealth.com, is that where we go now?
Yes.
Thanks so much, Dr. Nicole Jasper. Anything else our listeners need to know this morning?
Just enjoy watching it, and you know, for our new fans, welcome. You're going to love watching this episode and the season. And for our old friends, welcome back, and you guys are going to have a blast watching.
Dr. Nicole Jasper. Find Untold Stories of the ER Craziest Cases on Discovery Fit and Health and TLC. Jimmy Osmond is coming up next with a children's book for you to win.
You're listening to Casey on the Radio. Fun and inspiration. Find out more at CaseyOnTheRadio.com.
In honor of Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Hudson Valley Hospital Center is offering a way to breathe easier about the health of your lungs. A free lung cancer screening is being offered to longtime smokers and former smokers. It's a test that could save your life. And unlike other facilities, Hudson Valley Hospital Center is offering it free. Early detection can make all the difference. Visit hvhc.org to learn if you're eligible. Just another reason why Hudson Valley Hospital Center is a better place to get better. Congratulations to the Center for Sleep Medicine at Hudson Valley Hospital Center. Recently honored for its excellence with accreditation from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, the Center for Sleep Medicine at Hudson Valley Hospital Center can diagnose more than 80 sleep disorders by monitoring your sleep patterns, then analyzing results to develop a personalized treatment plan. If you've been tossing and turning, don't let that turn into a bigger medical problem. Take the sleep disorder quiz at hvhc.org. Then call 914-734-3840 to learn more.
Hi, this is Lisa Kay, and here's an intuition exercise you can use to build your intuition. You know, we're always making decisions during our day, and that gives us a great opportunity to exercise our intuition. When you're choosing what to have for lunch, you can use your intuition to help you. Look at the menu, or perhaps you're at the lunch bar, and see what draws you. Imagine what it would feel like to eat it, and imagine how it would feel after you've eaten it. Be open, don't overthink it. Just see what comes up quickly for you. Listen to the words that may pop up in your head. Then after you've had your lunch, see if you were right. Did it sit well in your stomach? Did it satisfy you? Did you listen to your intuition, or did you choose something else? How did that work out? Here's what happened to me one day. By habit, I ordered my favorite pan-roasted chicken. And just after I told the waiter what I wanted, in my head popped the words, overcooked. But the waiter was already walking away before I could stop him. And sure enough, when my dish came, the chicken was overcooked. I should have tuned into my intuition earlier. So the next time you go to lunch, use your intuition to help you choose what to eat. So that's your intuition exercise. Go and try it. If you'd like to learn more about intuition, go to my website at intuitiononly.com.
Did you know the holidays needn't bring you down? The stress and sometimes blues of the season can be reduced or avoided completely. First, check your expectations. The holidays don't have to be perfect, and they will never feel as they did when you were a child. You're grown up. Second, keep it simple. Too many gifts, elaborate dinners, or overscheduled days stress everyone and lessen the fun. If your family life has changed due to divorce, finances, a loss, or illness, decide ahead of time which traditions you'd really like to keep and discard those that are too taxing or no longer meaningful. You may choose to replace one or two with new traditions that are more compatible with your situation. Keep to your budget, no exceptions. And last, consider helping those in need. If you're alone, it creates ready-made family, or if you have a family, what a great way to teach them the spirit of giving. The joy you receive from sharing is the most memorable gift you'll ever receive. This is Marcy Niffen, licensed clinical social worker with your Mind-Body Minute. Find me at www.mindbodyputnam.com.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinelle offering you the astrology forecast. A sense of optimism can carry you this weekend, even when things don't go exactly as planned. Identify where you feel you lack the support you need. Give yourself a treat, whether it's a movie which provides a temporary escape, a moonlight walk, or a candlelight meditation. Sunday has a dynamic energy to make things happen, so sweep through the little tasks while looking for the big opportunity. Monday morning is best spent in clearing away old business before you jump into the new work week. Turn your attention to relationship building in the afternoon and through early Wednesday morning. On Thursday, whatever compelling story distracts you, keep in mind that you need more information. Make no decisions quite yet. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course. This is Pamela Cuccinelli. May the stars light your path and have a stellar week.
Read Pamela's monthly forecast in Natural Awakenings magazine. Let's catch up with Awesome Possum Number 9 in the Awesome Possum Band. Jimmy Osmond, the youngest of the singing clan, has an adorable children's book to share. How he finds time to write while carrying on the traditions of Andy Williams, I do not know. Where are you, Jimmy?
I'm in Branson, Missouri at my theater.
Oh,
doing right. Christmas shows already.
You are? How's that going?
Really, really good. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, Branson celebrates Christmas before Thanksgiving. It's the only place I know that does that.
Yeah, and Walmart is right behind them.
That's right. That's right. They're our neighbors.
Now, how many other Osmonds are in the Branson show?
4,327. And that's why we're still working.
That's
no,
right.
No, I'm teasing. No, you know, my brothers, Merrill Jay and myself, we still do about 150 shows a year, as long as I can remember. And we just got back from a big tour in Europe, which was a lot of fun. And you know, I had acquired Andy's theater. He asked me to kind of keep his legacy going. And so every year I produce the Andy Williams Traditional Christmas Show, which is a big variety kind of a show with a lot of dancers and novelty acts and, of course, the brothers. This year we have the Lennon Sisters with us as well.
Wow.
So it's a real fun, family-friendly show, and I hope next year to take it on the road as well.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Now, did Andy Williams leave you any of his wonderful cardigan sweaters?
Oh, yes. You know, I have all of his Christmas sweaters displayed in the gift shop, and you know, people love to come here because Andy was such a gracious celebrity. He you know, made everyone else feel like the star. He had a way about him. And you walk through the theater and you see all of the people from Elton John to the Beatles to our family to others that, you know, interacted with him on his television series for many years. And people love it because they like to kind of forget their troubles and go back to an easier day, you know.
If only for an hour or two. It's nice to live in that perfect world for a while. And we can take a little bit with us when we go back out into our regular worlds.
Yeah, I think so. And I think there's certain things that are worth holding on to, you know. And you know, legacies like Andy's and the music that he provided. And, you know, it's just such a comfort to so many people in the crazy world we live in today.
And I'm glad you're continuing that tradition. We are talking to Jimmy Osmond, who is also an author of a fantastic children's book called The Awesome Possum Family Band.
Is it? Well, you know, I've always, it's kind of a hobby. I've always had a flair for cartooning, you know. And I used to have a cartoon strip years ago overseas, and you know, during on a tour or on an airplane or whatever, I'm always cartooning. And I thought, you know, my brothers have all written books and my sister's written a book. And so I decided to write a book that is about something that could help kids and, you know, self-esteem. Because I was so grateful to have grown up in a family that really validated each member of our family. Because, first of all, show business is a tough business to grow up in. And, you know, you're always looking for everyone's approval. And sometimes you kind of lack a little bit of self-esteem. I mean, a lot of the artists that I've known, you know, are quite insecure.
Yeah.
And my parents had the most amazing way of making us all feel that, you know, we were their favorite, although I knew I was. And so I just kind of wrote a cute little story that kind of really foreshadows the you know, the way we grew up, which was quite unique. But yet, you know, hopefully it's a teaching tool to help kids realize that God loves them and everybody matters in this world and has a place. And you just have to find it and be patient and work hard, you know?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful message. And there's even a part in the back
where you write a little letter to the readers and you ask them, what is your talent? What is something you do really well? And what is something you'd like to learn to do really well? And you close it with, remember Mother Possum's advice, practice, practice, practice until your dreams come true. And then the kids can draw a picture, too. It's a fabulous book, and I love how it really mirrors the Osmond family.
Well, you know, you don't have to be an Osmond fan to like the book, which is kind of fun, you know, but it does kind of, those that have followed us for, well, 55 years, I guess, 57 for my brothers,
right.
You know, could kind of relate to what I was saying in there. But, you know, it does take hard work. It takes discipline, and it takes believing in yourself nowadays, especially. I have four beautiful kids, and you know, I just love watching them grow and trying to see what I can do as a dad to give them what I was given,
right.
You know, because I never thought this show business thing would last for me. I mean, I'm not as good looking as Donnie and, you know, probably don't sing as well as Marie, especially this morning because I sang last night, forgetting my voice. But anyway, I did find a place. I did find where I fit at a very young age. You know, I got the first gold record in the family, and boy, do I love to rub that in. But
no, I wanted to bring it up. You did get the first gold record. Could you briefly tell that story?
Well, no, it was just unique. You know, we were Andy Williams' background singers for so many years. I started performing when I was three on his show, and I haven't stopped ever since. And we were over in Japan. The head of Sony said, wouldn't it be cool if your kid could sing in Japanese? And so I did, and ended up endorsing a popular soft drink there, and it was number one. And it was before One Bad Apple, which is quite fun. My brothers still can't live that one down. So
what was the name of this Japanese song? Do you remember?
Well, I had several hits over there, but the first one was called Chichana Koibito, which means my little darling in Japanese. And then, you know, I went on to record in English, of course, and in the UK, I still hold the record in the Guinness Book of Records as the youngest artist to have a number one hit. And I don't say that in a braggadocious way. I just say it because you can. Things can happen if you just put yourself out there and believe in yourself. I never thought that I'd still be performing after all these years. I always was trying to do different things.
Right.
And I think in the book it talks about that, where, you know, I've tried every instrument there was. I've worked on advertising and doing the programming or promoting, building the stage sets, all those things, until I found out where I fit. And then I kind of figured it out that I kind of fit anywhere I wanted to be, anywhere I believed in myself. And I think everybody can do that. I think, you know, you may not achieve the level of success of a sibling or a friend, but you can be fulfilled in trying and finding, you know, what works for you.
Wise words for any age. We're talking to Jimmy Osmond about his children's book, Awesome Possum Family Band. You know, fans of your older brothers will read this to their grandchildren, and your fans can read it to their children.
Well, you know, and I think that's why I did this. It was not to be a great kids author or anything. I did this because whenever you take things that you've learned in your life and you put them down on paper and, you know, maybe make a book or publish it, you do it in hopes that it kind of could be handed down someday as a legacy thing to your kids or your grandkids. And I'm hopeful that this book can be that for my kids. I know they love it when I cartoon for them and tell them stories. And you know, I at the end of the day, I don't care if anybody remembers that I was an entertainer or what we've achieved. I just hope they think I'm a good dad or a good grandpa someday when that happens to me. But you know, I've lived my life. I've had my day, and now it's really about my kids. And that's why I did this little book, and I hope to do more. It's something that I could leave to them.
And I have to tell you, you are every bit as good looking as any other Osmond on the planet.
Well, you know, you need to. You have an eye exam scheduled next Tuesday.
It's just a joy to talk to you. And I thought I would like this book, but I absolutely love this book. The illustrations are adorable and eye-catching, and kids are going to just fall right into it this holiday season. So I suggest everybody put it on their holiday list, and I'm going to give a copy away. Now, where can we find out more about you and your books and everything you're up to?
Well, you know, you can go to osmond.com if you'd like, and you can see all the shows that we still produce all over the world, and it'll also take you to, you know, andywilliams.com, which is the theater that I run and own, We do about 400 shows a year that I produce here.
Right.
And if you're interested in the book, I guess you could just go on Amazon, and it's in bookstores, you know, various bookstores around the world. But Amazon's probably the fastest nowadays, isn't it? The world we live in.
Yes.
It's just kind of easy to check it out. But, you know, again, this is a hobby that I've had, and I'm just so thrilled that it's getting good reviews and that people have found it to be somewhat valuable. I had a teacher come up to me night before last at the show here at the theater and said, "Wow, I wish I would have had your book when I was teaching this semester, you know?" And I thought, well, that's so cool. If you only affected one life with something like this, it was so worth it, you know?
And speaking of affecting lives, which you will affect many with this book, you also sit on the board of the Children's Miracle Network. And the radio station I work for, we're doing our 10th annual Children's Miracle Network Radiothon.
Thank you for all of that you do. You know, that charity was actually started because it was the Osmond Foundation initially, and it was started as a hearing foundation to raise money because my two older brothers were deaf. And we produced the first telethon at our studios in Utah, and it's grown now to help over 17 million children a year, and it's raised $5 billion for kids, if you can believe it. And, you know, one of those kids was mine. I was in an ambulance going to the hospital, and I looked at the very piece of equipment that was helping my daughter, and it had our little balloon that you see at Walmarts and all over the place, you know.
Right.
And I just, at that moment, just closed my eyes and said a little thank you prayer that my mom had the heart and the desire to help others, and in turn, she ended up helping her own grandchild. You know, it's pretty wild. We're all affected by children's hospitals, and you know, I know we're constantly working. Right now, we have we're at Disney World doing the annual board meeting and everything, and
right.
It just blows my mind. All the good people like yourselves that are, you know, catching on fire to help kids and help the local hospitals.
Now, can I ask what happened to your child, and is everything okay?
Yeah, she's totally fine now. She had epileptic seizures, and it was pretty drastic, and it required major assistance at one time. And now she's doing totally fine, thanks to the good doctors and the medicines, you know, that are out there.
And she was taken to a hospital that's part of the Children's Miracle Network?
Yeah, the one in Salt Lake City. I was in Park City at my home. You know, at that moment, you'd do anything. You'd give up everything. You'd give up your life for your kid. And the good people at those hospitals, when they have the right tools and the resources to do their job. You know, a lot of people think, oh, children's hospitals, they're wealthy, they charge so much money, da-da-da-da. And it's so not true. If we, as a society, stay on the same track that we're on, we, you know, the children's hospitals won't have any resources to do what they need to do. So it requires foundations and others, organizations like ourselves, to continue to supplement and help the massive need, you know, for child health care.
That's Jimmy Osmond on the board of the Children's Miracle Network that his family created. Enter to win his children's book, The Awesome Possum Band, by emailing kacey@whud.com. Now you know I have to do this. Have a good week.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.